From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for the 16th day of September, 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting mostly scattered showers for the day, mainly before 5 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 65 degrees. For Monday night, it will be cloudy, then gradually becoming clear with a low around 41. We'll run down the weather for the next 3 days forecast in a moment, but first, here is the weekend in review. Some of the stories that made the news between September the 13th and September the 16th. Michael Hill reported for the Associated Press that the Catskill Action Team is offering the right chef a novel deal. Come to Catskill with a killer concept, maybe farm-to-table, gastropub, or vegetarian, and get space on Main Street rent-free for a year. The hope is the right restaurant will give the growing number of downriver arrivals from New York City an attractive place to eat, and maybe it will accelerate the kind of gentrification that has revived other river towns. The deal involves the ground floor of a building located on Main Street, the site of an old luncheonette with a black marble service counter and Art Deco fixtures. The new restaurant would have to pay for some capital improvements to get the free rent. You'll find that full story in today's Associated Press. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that the village board heard last week from representatives of Barnwell Nursing Home about the facility's planned expansion. The owners of the facility have purchased adjacent property on Mechanic Street and plan to build an assistant living center with 100 beds, a project they say will create 50 to 60 new jobs. The assisted living center is for residents who do not need the higher level of care provided by a nursing home. A representative of the engineering firm Crawford & Associates came before the village board to discuss water use with the village. Barnwell is the single largest user of water in the village, and the new assisted living facility will increase its usage. The state has placed a moratorium on connections to the village water system until plans are made to deal with the possible surface water influence on village wells. Mayor Diane Argyle said the village may need a new filtration system, but officials are awaiting test results from a new well that will be available in October. You'll find that full story in the Columbia paper. Finally, Barbara Rihanna reported in the Register Star that the driver of the long energy tanker truck that rolled over while navigating the State Route 9 and 9H traffic circle on Thursday has been ticketed, according to the New York State Police. The investigation into the accident revealed the tanker, fully loaded with home heating oil, overturned due to speed too fast for conditions. The impact caused the tanker to rupture, spilling thousands of the truck's 8,000-gallon load onto the roadway. The driver, Paul Rondo of Water Valete, was cited for speed not reasonable and prudent. You'll find that full story in today's Register Star. As for our weather today, the National Weather Service is predicting scattered showers, mainly before 5 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 65 degrees. Monday night, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming clear with a low around 41. The forecast for the next 3 days, on Tuesday, it will be sunny with a high near 65. Tuesday night, clear with a low around 40. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 71 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 47. And on Thursday, it will be sunny with a high near 77 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 51. The sun rose this morning at 6:36 a.m. and will set at 7:02 p.m. The length of the day, 12 hours and 26 minutes, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, the 16th day of September 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.